from you. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, Father. We need you. Thank you for the privilege, O God. We have longed for this moment. It is your appointed season. We have answered your invitation. We have honored your feast. And we are here, Father. Our hopes and our expectation will never be disappointed. So take charge and take preeminence of these days. You will meet us, O God. You will meet us. Your name will be glorified. Have your way tonight. Reveal to us the prayers that you want lifted before you as an incense. That our season, this season, will be a fruit in our lives. That it will bring an internal impartation to our destinies and the destinies of our generation and our family. So have your way tonight. Thank you for the things you're revealing. Thank you for the things you're beginning to reveal. Have your way, Father. At this 21 days, not one day will be the same. That we will go from glory to glory. You are worthy, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I really know that these 21 days were not going to be the same. Hallelujah. I will never be the same. You will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll still stay there. I'm just going to share what the Lord brought to my heart. It's amazing that he's starting this way. But last night we started with the trumpets. The trumpets, the Jewish calendar begins the evening of the day. Today is the day of trumpets. So we blew the trumpet yesterday to begin. And today begins the day of trumpets. And then from this day in the Jewish, current Jewish tradition, and even in the Old Testament, in the Hebraic calling, when you see that the book of Joel says, blow the trumpet and sound an alarm, the trumpet signified many things, but when it comes to the times of repentance, Joel was saying, sound an alarm, blow the trumpet, call for a solemn assembly, a time of fasting and prayer, a time of repentance and brokenness, so that God can not only purge them, but give them room to receive a restoration of the things that God has promised them. Amen? So we shared a few things yesterday as we launched in, but today we are going to highlight again these 10 days of awe, and the expectation for this season is Jubilee. Amen? We're going to share more about the expectations, the different prayer points that are attached to a season of Jubilee. We have 21 days. I don't know what the Lord will be saying each day, but I know that not one day will be the same. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing that I can at least say that I said yesterday briefly is that in 2008, we had an amazing experience that I did not realize how big it was until the Lord confirmed some things in 2009. What we experienced in 2008 prepared the way for what happened in 2009. All I can say, when the Lord gave me that word that 2009 expect a visitation and gave me the time to expect it, all I can tell you is that these 21 days is going to be like that. It will be like no other time in the life of this house. There is going to be tremendous things happen in 21 days to us. I know for me especially. I always say it because I want to make sure that I'm confessing in that direction. I want you to carry an expectation for these 21 days. It is not your appointment. It's God inviting you. If you understand it, that is God giving you an invitation, And you come with that. When God invites you, what do you do? You know, when God invites you, let's say, when the mayor invites you to his office, for some reason, you honor the mayor by not going there the way you normally dress to your friends, just to your house. You tend to clean up well. If you've not shaved, you shave. You know, you wear a nice cloth. You put a cologne. You there are certain things you do to make yourself, to honor the mayor. Then take the levels like that. Maybe a governor invites you to come and see him. You polish your shoes and you probably go buy a new shoe that day, you know, and buy the right shirt and stuff. You want to look presentable. And it goes on and on like that. With the Lord, when he invites you, one of the prescriptions for coming before him is the book of Joel. And he described it. He says that we should come to him in fasting and in prayer. Because fasting is the only way our soul, our body is sanctified, is consecrated for a holy God to be able to empty us and fill us with the reason for the visitation. So the reason we are fasting is to prepare ourselves, to afflict our soul, is to wash ourselves spiritually. So that as we enter these days, we are positioning our spirit to receive from the Lord. See, always remember, you don't receive from the Lord first physically. Many times when we come to this meeting, don't expect just a physical thing. The visitation is always in you spiritually. And then it will manifest to your soul and to this physical realm. Amen. If you have an expectation, the Bible guarantees you your expectation will not be denied. Amen. That's faith. So, I really feel, and I know, because 2009, I keep telling the people, don't be afraid. You know, because I knew that the Lord was going to come. I said, don't be afraid about any kind of manifestation. This is a window. We don't know what God will do, but we know he will come through this window. So, don't be afraid what you see. The impact of the Lord can come in different ways. So don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Just be open. I kept saying it until we got close to the time I was thinking. And I kept saying it that people should not be afraid. I want to say that I don't know what the visitations will look like. It's not just about us. This time it's about America. It's about the Israel. It's about the church. It's about us. The visitation is in many, many ways. This window is not a prophetic window only for Mount Zion. It is something that will fill around us in these 21 days around us. Amen? So, as you press into this season, here and alone at home, really seek these 10 days, and most especially, ask God to remove. That's what I do. But this time, it is very more like the season for it. It's these 10 days in the Jewish tradition is the time they spend mostly in repentance. The time they spend mostly making sure, weighing their lives and saying, God, deal with me. Remove their nailing. They're looking for every sin in their life that they have to present so that it will be poised on the Day of Atonement. That's traditional. But us, that day is every day. It's every second. Be looking for things in your life to really ask God to cleanse, to purge, to remove, to cover, and to remove by the blood. The reason for that is the more you do that, you are developing a new wineskin for fresh things to happen to you during this season. Amen? Now, so having that in mind all through these 10 days, always in every prayer, keep asking God to highlight areas of things, limitation, strongholds, anything that needs to be broken, loose, set free in you personally, and then in your family, and of course in the church and all. After that, then whatever prayer points personally that God has given to you, things that you're expecting God to redeem for you in this season and to release into your Jubilee life, to give you things to rejoice about from now till next year and just carry you on. You'll be praying for God to show you those things, and you know those needs you have. Be writing them down, be praying over them, and then God will be showing us things to pray about. Tonight, surprisingly, I won't say much. We are going to always be led in worship. And then if God shows a prayer point, we share. And then we'll go into worship and pray those things. And we go home. Tonight, I did not expect what the Lord showed to me. Because my mind was not going there at all. I was looking at just waiting. But I did not expect that it will start with this formation. Let's open to Isaiah 45. The reason why I believe that the Lord brought up this tonight, I was not expecting it, but the reason I know that is really a confirmation to launch in tonight is because it's a year of Jubilee. It is truly a Jubilee. When we finished last evening's prayer, and during these seasons, God always comes in many ways. We finished last evening. I went home and I rested and I was going to study a lot of things. I was tired and I just sat on my bed. I couldn't study. I just said I should meditate on the Lord. And I fell asleep and that's stayed in that position till the morning. I didn't realize I didn't really sleep. And I had a very vivid dream. And all I can tell you is that in the dream, there were people sitting in a kind of a board table. I can't really totally tame the caliber of people in that dream. But there was one specific person in that dream that called everybody's attention. And in that dream, when everybody focused attention on that person, the person said that the wealth that we need to put together should be given to Mount Zion. In other words, he says, we're going to put money together. We're going to gather wealth, money. Actually, the money was money. And he says, we're going to get this money and it's coming to Mount Zion. And he said it was so clear, so obvious. And I was looking at him. And then I had a call. And the call was what woke me up. The call was, I was to be on a prayer line at 5 a.m. But because of the dream, I was still sleeping. And as soon as I got to that point, that's when I noticed the phone ring. And I woke up and grabbed the phone. It was the prayer line I was supposed to be in. And I was then at 5:30. I joined them at 5:30. On a national prayer line, there were 70-something people on the line. I told you there's a 24-hour prayer going on nonstop. That was one of the line I was in yesterday. So when I meditated on it, I understood what the dream meant. But I didn't know that we're going to pray into it. I thought it was something I should be praying on, just God is showing areas to pray. But tonight, one of the areas of Jubilee, the prayer point of the season of Jubilee we're preparing for as we're repenting and waiting is the restoration of the wealth of the church. We have been made the head and not the tail. Amen? Let me tell you how this prayer looks like. As soon as the children of Israel received Jubilee from Egypt, as soon as that night there was a strike of death, as soon as Pharaoh immediately told the people to leave, God already told them they would not leave empty. He told Moses. And Moses already told the people that the Lord says they will borrow money, they will plunder the Egyptians. So as soon as Pharaoh came that night and says, leave, the next scripture, the next thing they did, as soon as they were leaving, they went to the Egyptians and they plundered them. The Bible used the word, they spoiled them, they plundered. Okay. So they took that wealth, and that's how they took the silver and gold of Egypt. Egypt means the world. Okay. Now, another place this happened, that's why we're praying this scripture in Isaiah 45. And that's how the Lord showed that to me to confirm that dream, that it was connected to that dream, was this. When the children of Israel, when they were at the zenith of power, Solomon was made the wealthiest person. And Israel at that time, Solomon displayed wealth. There was no king ever lived wealthier than Solomon. God used Solomon as a standard of blessing his people. He was so rich that everything that Solomon did in the temple was clothed in gold. Everything as God was gold, 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 everything. His house, everything he built was gold. And you know, in those days, gold was money. That's how they trade gold and silver. So the temple of God was described as one of the seven wonders of the world in that time. Why? It's not only the magnificence of it, but everything, go study the thing, was all in gold. Spoons, everything was pure gold. Steaks and everything, everything was gold, 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 gold. Certain doors, certain pillars, they were just pure gold, gold in the temple. So, when they were in sin and all the things that happened, the Babylonians came and they plundered Jerusalem. They plundered the children of Israel. They not only destroyed the temple, but they took away every gold and every instrument, every material. It was all gold. And they took it and they stored it in the house of their God in Babylon. And they put all those things there. They put it in the house of their God, meaning it's a secured place. In Africa, you can go steal in the bank, but if you know a high priest that has these traditional sorcerers, they can keep money and leave it where you can see it. You will not touch it. That's one of the most secured banks because they know if you touch. So they put the money in their bank, in where their God is, knowing that it is secured. So they plundered Jerusalem and the wealth of Jerusalem. So what happened was, in Isaiah 45, Isaiah saw this and prophesied, and he said that the day will come, God will raise up a Cyrus. And when this king comes into place, he will judge, he will bring down Babylon, but that God will give him favor. This is a hidden king. He will be in charge of the wealth of the world, like Pharaoh was of Egypt. He will take the wealth that of the world and the wealth that was hidden, the wealth that was kept in the Babylonian coffers. He will take the wealth of the world God will put in his heart. He will take it and he will give it to them to rebuild the temple of Jerusalem. That you can read it in the book of Ezra chapter 1. The king declared, he said, the God of heaven has put in my heart to build him a temple in Jerusalem, and the wealth of Babylon and the Persian king was released to accomplish that. There are two significant jubilees aside of the normal jubilees in Israel where wealth are restored and debts are canceled. And if you're owing somebody $10 million, they cancel it. And on the 50th year, lands are given, buildings, children are restored. But in the world, not just within the church, when jubilees were given to the children of Israel, to the sons of the children of Israel, in Egypt, it was the wealth of the world that was transferred into the hands of believers. In Babylon, it was the wealth of the world that was transferred. Why? Because God was redeeming. He says, the silver and the gold are mine. He allowed them have it because we could not manage it. It was becoming God to us. They sinned and backslid because of it. So when God has purified them, he's bringing them back, it is time to give it to them. In this dream, all I can tell you is that this meeting was being held and they feel this house could handle the capacity of money. and it was going to be released. Amen. So tonight, we are going to pray Isaiah 45. And the part that we are going to focus on is verse 3. Because I feel that's what the Lord gave. I was very surprised that it would begin with praying that our point for Jubilee, the first point is restoration of our financial capacity as kingdom citizens. Amen. Our inheritance in the area of finances. That would have been difficult for me to receive, but that's exactly what the Lord wants us to begin with, to break the financial windows of blessing so that in this season, every one of us receive a restoration of wealth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, verse 3 says, of course, verse 45 says, verse 1 says, chapter 45, verse 1 says, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. So in this dream, it is confirming this season, that is the timing to lose the anointing of Cyrus upon this house. When I mean the anointing of Cyrus is everyone, including whatever I saw in that dream, is a symbol that Cyrus was a king, but he was a financial king. He was a government king. All the Cyrus that God has raised to bless the body of Christ, true men and women of God, true churches, to bless us, that those Cyrus will now be manifested as part of our Jubilee. And those Cyrus that God will open the doors for them and give them the favor to receive the things they need to receive. And then verse 3 says, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, wealth that have been stored and been kept from people's ability to reach it, but God has reserved it for now, just like he returned all the wealth and the things of the temple back with the people back to Jerusalem. Thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord says, seek you first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness, and every other thing shall be what? Added. So we are beginning this feast by saying that God will raise up our Cyrus, and this feast that God will begin to unlock our inheritance in area of finances. Amen. And that wealth should come to this house, to Zion. Hallelujah. Our wealth should come to your life, to your personal life. Remember, Jubilee is about you and a corporate one. So let's stand up together as well. At least us, we're going to pray in this area. For God to bring wealth means that the spirit poverty will be broken forever. Amen? Because we've been tested and found with integrity to handle wealth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So as the Lord leads you, you can walk around. In the next few minutes, and begin to pray this prayer. Begin with repentance, of course. And then begin to pray. Begin to ask God. He gave the revelation. Boldly to believe God for restoration. Divine inheritance in the area of finances into your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you for the trumpet has been sounded. This is an alarm. This is the sound of the trumpets. As we enter, oh God, the beginning of the 7th month, the very beginning of the season of ingathering, the season, oh God, that we lay before you every iniquity, every sin, every shortcoming, everything in our lives that is not pleasing, every limitation, every compromise. Father, we surrender. We want to experience a transformation.
We want you, Father, to empty us of the old, that we can come with a new wineskin. That this wineskin, this fresh skin, can carry that which you desire to deposit in our lives. This is our jubilee. This is the sound, the call to the expectation of jubilee. Father, I thank you that you spoke to Moses right before the 10th plague. You said to him, let the people be ready. That I'm about to do a thing. I'm about to do a work in Egypt. That as soon as this happens, every Israelite should go and plunder the Egyptians. Father, we are a spiritual church. And I thank you that tonight you are declaring to us that yes, every area that darkness has held, the resources of your church, of Zion, of your church. Father, thank you that you are saying in this season, you will do a work that will destroy every power, every hold of darkness. That in this season, you are going to open heaven like you promised in Malachi, that those who have not given up, those who feared you, that you've appointed a day of remembrance, that you will do a work, and in that day, they will come forth as your jewels, as your treasures. They will inherit. They will trample darkness because the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Father, thank you. You said in the book of Hosea, yes, you have torn us, but you said you revive us on the second day. On the third day, you raise us up and we shall stand in your presence. Oh, we give you glory. We thank you, Father, that after the sufferings of the cross, after the dying, there is a resurrection. There is a restoration. There is a glorification. For whom you called, you also did foreknow. For whom you foreknew, you, Father, you have called to be conformed to the image of your Son. Whom you justify, you glorify. Father, thank you that this year, this jubilee season, that you will glorify this house, this mountain of Zion. Father, we consecrate ourselves. Purge us from everything that will take your glory. Purge us from every work of the flesh. Everything, oh God, that will hinder your move, that will hinder, that will limit, that will bring fear. Father, we surrender. Wash us, cleanse us, purge us, sanctify us, consecrate us by your Spirit, by the blood. In us we enter these 21 days, that we will be vessels that can receive, that which you have prepared for us in this window, in this season. We give you glory, we give you honor. We magnify your name. We exalt you because you are faithful. A time to sow and a time to reap. In due season, if we faint not, you said there is a promised harvest. There is an inheritance. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for revelations. Father, we just obey. We just yield. You, oh God, have declared over us tonight that the wealth of the wicked has been stored for the righteous. The wealth of the hidden has been prepared for the righteous. For your hour is come, and this hour of jubilee, there will be a restoration of that which the canker worm, the locust, the caterpillar, of which the armies of the hidden have stolen from us because of our iniquity, because of our backsliding nature. But at this time, you say that the appointed time of jubilee, there will be a restoration. restorations. Restorations. Mashaka babakasa. Reke debekese. Roboboke sandabosa. Rekenda babosi. Marabakanda barababasa. Yekerebosa. What the Babylonians stole, oh God. From Israel, you made them return every bit of it. Father, what the Egyptians stole by slave labor, you made them return. You said when the thief is caught, he will repay sevenfold. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you said in these last days, the glory of the Lord of hosts will exceed that of the former. And in this place, oh Lord, you said the silver and the gold once more will belong to your house. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, you are a mystery. You are a wonder. Oh, I thank you. You who knows all things. You who knows all things. You have chosen this very first day of the feast, this day of trumpet, to release. To release an expectation for the restoration of our silver and our gold. Yes. Marakosa, Rekebebe Sato, Rima Mosha Kabaseta, Kerebosa, Riki Mama Sonda Lavasa. We call forth, we awaken every Cyrus, we prophesy, Le Capriyanda Sata, arise, every anointed Cyrus, every Cyrus, every son and daughter. You have empowered, you have raised, you have empowered, you have given the anointing, the power, the endowment. Father, we thank you that now the season of Jubilee is the hour of activation. We awaken their destinies. We call for their destinies to serve their purpose in this hour, to take that which belongs to you and return it to the church for the purpose of destinies. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we thank you. Give us a heart like Hannah. Give us a spirit like Hannah tonight. Father, help us to make, oh God, decisions that will restrain our soul, that will restrain our hearts from being lifted up, that will restrain our soul from taking your glory. Father, like Hannah, he said, if you will give me a son, I will surrender it to you. Father, we know what the flesh can do. So tonight, oh God, quicken in our hearts that as you bless us, as you honor us with wealth, it will be for your glory. It will be for your name. It will be to build your kingdom. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's for your glory. It's for your kingdom. It's for your glory. It's for your kingdom. It's for your works. It's for your names. It's for your glories. It's for your kingdoms. Yes. Yes, Lord. Reke mama mama. Re baba baba keri mama mama. Reke mari baba baba. Re baba baba kiriya mama. Ri mama mama sonda baba. Re baba baba kiriya na mama. Reke ndere besa. Re baba baba kiriya na mama. Ila marakosande, re baba baba kiriya na mama. Ila makoria baba, re baba baba kiriya na mama. Ila mokoria basa, re baba baba kiriya na mama. Hey! Jesus, Jesus. Mandalaba, mandelebe ke sandalaba, mandalaba baba keria nama, mandelebe ke sandalaba, mandalaba baba keria nama, mandelebe ke sandalaba, mandalaba baba senderia nama. We come for Cyrus. You, Cyrus, come from the north. Come from the east. Come from the west. Come from the south. Come, 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 come. Bring our Jubilee blessings. It's Jubilee. It's the year of Jubilee. For Mount Zion. For Mount Zion. The mountain of the Lord. Is Jubilee. We command restoration. Bring from the north, the south, the east, the west. Come, 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 come. With the silver, with the gold, with our finances, in the name of Jesus, the Lord is calling you. The Lord is awakening your destiny. It is time for restoration. Oh, Father, I thank you as you awaken Cyrus by night. And you laid in his heart and he declared, the God of heaven has laid on my heart to build him a temple in Jerusalem. Father, the heart of the king is in your hands. I pray in the name of Jesus. Awaken hearts. Awaken minds. Awaken souls. Come. 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 Cyrus. 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 Be awakened. Be awakened to your assignment, to your destiny, to your calling, to Zion. To Zion. To Zion.